Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and I want to do this video today to be a reminder and an encourager for all of you out there. This is on my heart, and it's been on my heart for a long time. And I am a history buff, and I love looking at the history of certain things. And I like to learn from history. And one of the things I want to learn from most is boldness for Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, and to be able to stand tall and facing persecution, to be able to rise above the fear that would grip a regular person, not only from being beaten, but from even dying. And I have such a heart for the historyism of martyrs and those who have died in the face of persecution. And then I go back at the Bible and I look at the Bible, and the Bible says clearly, it says that we are to not fear dying for Yeshua, and that this was what will happen, and the persecution will what happen. And it specifically says in the scriptures, you know, about dying to self, you know, he must become greater and greater, and I must become less and less. That's John 3:30, you know, and the antithesis or the opposite of being one for Yeshua is to have it all about you and not about him. And as he becomes greater and we become less, it comes to a point where we're willing to give up our own life for him. That's what we have to think about. Galatians 2:20-21 says, I have been crucified with Yeshua, and I no longer live, but Yeshua lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of Yahweh, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of Yahweh. For if righteousness could be gained through the law, Yeshua died for nothing. So we have to understand that Yeshua gave his life up, and we're told to mimic him. And to what degree are you willing to take your walk with Yeshua? Are you willing to die for him, to stand up for his truth? And it's a very hard question to ask, because there's so many people that wouldn't. But when we look back at the history and what makes, what do you want to call Christianity or the true belief in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, so powerful, is that there were people all throughout history who died for him. And I'm not just talking about dying for him, was tortured and literally tortured, some in front of their own family, some in front of their own children, and will not deny Yeshua. You know, so not only does it talk about dying daily in the scriptures, but literally physically being willing to die in this body, knowing that there's something greater waiting for us, and we have a new creation waiting for us. We must be willing to do this and to develop a boldness. And this is why I often say, you know, I know many people that call themselves Christians that don't know the Torah. They don't know the law. They're not living according to the word. But the bottom line is they love Yeshua so much that they would die for him and have died for him. I have a book here, Fox's Books of Martyrs, of people who didn't know Torah. They weren't keeping the Sabbath. They weren't doing these things. This comes with time and understanding and knowledge as they read the word. But these are people who were brought up in a system that didn't necessarily teach the truth about how we're supposed to live our lives. But it talks about faith. And our faith must be so strong that we're willing to die for our Creator. As it says in Luke 14:27, whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Anyone who loves their not just their mother or father, but their own life more than loving Yeshua, that they wouldn't be ever willing to give up their life should be in question here. You know, and we must not be ashamed of Yeshua or fear death. We must not. We have to understand this. The cost of truly, truly serving Yeshua in the times today more than ever before, with all the martyrs in the history, with than ever before, is now more than ever that people will be persecuted. And people are persecuted all over the world today. If you go to some countries in the Middle East right now, and just the fact that you are a believer in Yeshua, they will kill you right there. They will kill you right there. The Bible says in 1 Peter 4:14 to 16, when people insult you, because you follow Yeshua, you are blessed, because the glorious spirit, the spirit of Yahweh, is with you. Do not suffer for murder, theft, or any other crime, nor because you trouble other people. But if you suffer because you are a believer, do not be ashamed. Praise Yahweh because you wear that name. Hallelujah. I want you to understand today in this video the blessing of suffering for Yeshua, suffering for righteous. For it says in Matthew 5:11 to 12, blessed are you when man shall come against you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Persecuted they the prophets, they persecuted the prophets which were before you. There were so many people before you, and there will be people after you, but you are in this right now. I almost want to say, if you're not getting persecuted, you're not doing a good enough job letting people know what you believe and what you stand for. Because when you stand and believe for the truth, and you make it aware to other people that that's what they need to do, when you go out there, not telling people that already know Yeshua, that he died for them, but go out there and tell people that don't know it. Go out there and tell people that don't believe it. Go tell a Muslim that Yeshua died for them. Go tell an atheist Yeshua died for them. That's the boldness we need to have. You know, and not fearing the suffering that will come along with that, the persecution and everything else. More people are worried today, well, what if they don't let me shop at their store anymore? What if they don't let me buy gas? What if they take your life? What are you going to do in that situation? And they will. They said they will persecute you. Just that's what Yeshua says. This world will hate you. John 5:15-18. It'll hate you. But do you care about what the world says? Do you truly care? So many people today says, I'm not going to, you know, give into the world, and all of a sudden they put some restrictions on your life, or they show you some persecution. All of a sudden people deny Yeshua. They deny him. Well, that now it's getting a little difficult. So that's another story. Think about the mindset. Look at the mindset. In Matthew 26:35, Peter said to him, even if I must die with you, I will not deny you. And all the disciples said the same. Remember this. This is a warning, and I want you to take this as a warning today. It says in Matthew 24:9, then they will deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And John 16:1-3 says, these things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. The time comes, and whoever kills you will think that he doesn't do Yahweh's service and these things which they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. People will kill you for no reason other than you believing in Yahshua. But remember, John 5:19 says, we know that we are from Yahweh, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. Matthew 10:28 says, don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. Fear of Yahweh. Who can destroy both soul and the body in hell? And Proverbs 29:27 says, and an unjust man is an abomination to the just. He is that is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. We must learn what it means to deny ourselves and take up our cross. We must understand what it means that we must be willing to give up our own life. We must develop a boldness. And I'm praying that people will be stirred up some way and somehow to have a boldness for this truth. And you stop being embarrassed to share in the gospel and to letting people know or accepting Yeshua. That you'd have a boldness to share that word and not worry about the persecution that comes along with it. And I am imploring you to go into the dark places and be a light. I'm not telling you to go to the light places and be a light. I'm telling you to go to the dark places and be a light. To be as bold as a lion, it says here. Remember this. Proverbs 28:1 says, the wicked flee when no one is pursuing them, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. We need that boldness in Yeshua. You need to have that. I want to read to you this, Fox's Books of Martyrs, the preface to it, so you understand this. This is at one point it was the second greatest book of all time next to the Bible, but now I don't believe that's the case anymore, but this is a history of martyrs in England and Europe for many, many years, and then we'll see this. There's still martyrs out there today, people being persecuted from all over the world, and I recommend you all check out a ministry called Voice of the Martyrs. Check that book, check that video out, or check that ministry out. And see the people that are being persecuted, suffering, and in jail right now. So is your biggest fear is your smartphone working, or is your air conditioning working during a storm that you need a generator or something else? Or you're so worried about all these different things. Remember, there are people in jail right now as we speak that are being tortured right now as we're speaking. For the one and simple reason is they would not deny Yeshua, and they're sharing the gospel. That's it. And people need to wake up and understand this and not change your mind of it. So John Fox wrote this book, Fox of the Martyrs. And in this book, he exclaims in the preface. Let me read the preface so you get an understanding of this, because it's going to get heavy, folks. And these times are written. These things are written for us and during these times, because persecution is coming. It says, this work is strictly what its title page imports, a complication. Fox's Book of Martyrs has been made the basis of this volume. Liberty, however, has been taken into effect wherever it was necessary to alter the form of the phraseology to introduce additional information and to correct inaccuracies. So this book was written a very long time ago, and the English is a little different today. So they've taken the author's original work and they've kind of updated the information and the language of it so we can understand this important information. And it says, the object of this work, and please listen to me, please don't get bored with this video, please don't shut it, this is important. The object of this work is to give a brief history of persecution since the first introduction of Christianity till the present time. In doing this, we have commenced with the martyrdom of Stephen, and following the course of events have brought history of persecution down to the year 1830. So this was written, or at least around the 1800s. And we look at the first martyr in scripture, which was Stephen, the first one who died for believing in Yeshua, with Paul standing right next to him, was Stephen. As we read that in the Bible, I do believe a lot of people have a difficult time connecting with the scriptures and understanding what Stephen faced for accepting Yeshua as he says who he was, and them killing him for that reason and no reason other, and he would not deny them. It says, in all ages, we find that a disposition to persecute for opinion's sake has been manifested by wicked men. Whatever may have been their opinions or on religious subjects, the intolerant Jewish person and the bigoted pagan have exhibited no more of persecuting spirit than the normal professor of Christianity and the infidel and the allowed atheist. Indeed, it seemed to be an inherent vice, an unsanctified nature to endeavor by the pressure of the physical force to restrain obvious sentiments and to propagate of favorite opinions. It is only when the heart has been renewed and sanctified by divine grace that men have rightfully understood and practiced the true principles of totalitarianism. We do not say that none but real Christians have adopted correct views respecting civil and religious liberty, but we affirm that these views own their origin entirely to Christianity and its genuine disciples. Through nearly all sects have persecuted their opponents during a brief season when man's passions were highly excited and the true religion had mournfully declined. Yet no denomination except the papal hierarchy has adopted as an article of religious belief and principle of practical observance the right to destroy heretics for opinion's sake. The decrees of councils and the bulls of popes issued in conformity with the decrees place this matter beyond a doubt. Persecution, therefore, and popery are inseparably connected, because claiming infallibility, which she has once done, is right for her to do again. Ye must be done under similar circumstances, or the claims of the infallibility given up. There is no escape in this conclusion. It is right, therefore, to charge upon the popery all the persecutions and horrified cruelties which have stained the annals of the papal church during her long and bloody career in darkness. So in continuing to read this, I want you to understand this. When you go on TV today and you turn on the news and you look at everything going on with ISIS and the Taliban, and you hear that they're knocking on doors and pulling people out of the house and killing them in the street, or you hear they're locking people up in cages and burning them to death and all this horrible stuff, and you come to look back at where martyrdom started, and the original martyrs were persecuted by many, many places, but none more than the church itself, the Catholic Church and the popes at that time, trying to destroy everyone who did not believe in their system and those that were not willing to deny Yahshua ultimately over their system. These people were martyred to a degree much higher, or at least in similar value to what we see today. But again, just like we disconnect from seeing people dying overseas because we're seeing it on a TV set and not in person, people have disconnected from the scriptures because we're reading from a book and not thinking that it's real and not having the feelings and the emotions of that. And people are not stirred up to a boldness that they must have, because when persecution comes to them, what are they going to do? And the question is, what are you going to do? This is the question. And we move along in this preface to this book. It says, moreover, the papal system has opposed the march of civilization and liberty throughout the world by denouncing the circulation of the Bible and the general diffusion of knowledge. Turn to every land where the popery proclamations, and you will find an ignorant and debased pleasantry and a priesthood that goes completely against what the scriptures say and just killing people, just destroying people. And we're going to look at this and understand this and see this more closely, because this happened all throughout history, this persecution. And it came from many right there in the Catholic Church themselves, and to what these people had to go through and to understand these things. As you look at this, as you go and hopefully listen to my suggestion to check out Voice of the Martyrs and their YouTube videos, instead of scrolling on the internet and watching a bunch of garbage that you see out there, go and watch. Go and watch videos by that ministry and see what's actually taking place. And I have videos on my website as well about people being persecuted. I'll put some of those links below this video. People have to wake up. They have to understand and they have to get it. Voice of the Martyrs. Check it out. And develop a boldness for Yeshua. Ephesians 3:11-12 says this was his eternal plan, which he carried out, that Yeshua, our Messiah, our wonderful Messiah, because of Yeshua, our faith in him, we can now come boldly and confidently into Yahweh's presence. Remember this. We have this kind of confidence towards Yahweh through Yeshua, 2 Corinthians 3:4. Remember, Yeshua died for us, and we must have courage and boldness in him. We must develop that. Be courageous and he will strengthen your heart. Wait on Yahweh, Psalms 27:14. We need to pray without ceasing. We need to pray with a boldness. We need to live with a faith for boldness and pray for boldnesses. We need to become strong in the word. This persecution is coming. And boldness when times are hard. It says in 2 Corinthians 4:8-10, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are afflicted, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Yeshua, so that the life Yeshua made also may be manifested in our body. 2 Corinthians 4:8-10. Remember, we are servants of Yahweh. Yahweh gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. 2 Timothy 1:7. Since we have such hope, we are very bold. 2 Corinthians 3:12. Then Romans 14:18, if we live, we live for Yahweh. If we die, we die for Yahweh. So whether we live or die, we are belong to Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we see all throughout the scriptures, the examples of the boldness of the prophets and the people of scripture. And we go, and it looks in the first chapter of this book on Fox's Book of Martyrs, we see the history of the martyrs from the first generation persecution under Nero. And we see Stephen himself being the first one who's persecuted. We see all the disciples except John were martyred. Every single one of them. We get a better, clearer understanding of this. We see James was led to the place of martyrdom as his accuser was brought to repent of his conduct by the apostles' extraordinary courage and relentlessness, and fell down at his feet and requested his pardon, professing himself as a Christian and resolving that James should not receive the crown of martyrdom alone. Hence, they were both beheaded at the same time. This is James. After we see Stephen, we see the next martyr we were met with, according to St. Luke in the history of the Apostles' Acts, was James, the son of Zebedee, elderly brother of John. And then we go on to see Philip. He was scourged, thrown into prison, and afterwards crucified. We see Matthew being slain with a halberd. We see James, in the age of 94, he was beaten, stoned by the Jewish people, and finally had his brains dashed out with a fuller's club at 94. We go on to see Matthew. He was stoned in Jerusalem and beheaded. Andrew crucified at a cross. Mark was dragged to pieces by the people of Alexandria, ending his life. Peter was crucified with his head downward at his own request. We see Paul even being beheaded eventually. And we see Jude crucified. We see all the people of scriptures here, all of them. Simon, Luke. But then we get up to John. He was the only apostle who escaped a violent death, even though he was sent to an island and dipped in boiling oil. But he was the only one of all of them that escaped death. And these are the ones that walked with Yeshua. If these are going to suffer so much, what's going to happen to us when we take a stand for Yeshua? What is going to happen for us, and how much are we willing to let happen? There's only one thing that's going to set us free from persecution. There's only one thing that's going to set us free from the evil of the flesh and the people of this world, and that is denying Yeshua. It's not an example or an idea or a fantasy that believers will suffer persecution. It is a promise of Scripture that if we believe in Yeshua, people will hate us because of him. People will hate us because of him. The other night, I saw a movie called Sabrina, which is about him and her husband. Sabrina and Richard Wambrot, who suffered persecution in Hungary for the gospel. And saving those that were being persecuted. The Bible tells us everything we need to know about boldness and trust and faith. How many of you are going to stand up? How many of you are going to rise up? You see, when you put it on a different level, it all makes a big difference. We no longer worry about the simple things in life. We no longer fear man and man's ways. If you don't fear death and persecution and martyrdom, life is certainly easier and better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. This is Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. If it seems like life's getting more and more complex and you don't know where to find the answers, join us each weekend to discover what God says about how to really live. We meet for worship on Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 9 and 11 a.m., at the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
Do you feel the world is broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all?